Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for a podcast. We know that your time is very precious, and so the fact that you are taking time to join us means a lot to us, and we really appreciate it. So thank you so much. So, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about medicines. You know, I just wanted to just do a little hodgepodge discussion of some different meds.
Well, you have to talk about what triggered it.
Yes.
So
yes.
Talk about what happened with your scope today.
Okay. So today I did an upper endoscopy on one of my patients who has Barrett's esophagus and found a small ulcer in her stomach. And I told her, you know, you need to be taking your Prilosec. And she said, well, I stopped that because all of your emails have basically indicated that we need to stop it. So,
and I laugh at this.
Yes.
Because part of the emails is to educate people about the medicines, but then you have to take action in another direction as well. You don't just stop the medicine.
Right, right.
Right.
Look, I explained to her, look, you know, we put out these emails as to educate, okay? And these emails are not to tell you do this or do that, okay? Because the information that we put in the emails, the information that we share on podcasts is not meant to diagnose or cure or treat, okay? And we're simply educating the people out there about different things. For example, with the proton pump inhibitors, which are your medicines like Prilosec and Omeprazole and Nexium. There's several of them in that class of medicines. You know, over the past year, there has been a lot of information that has come out in regards to the potential dangers of taking these medicines on a long-term basis. However, there are some diseases and some specific things that still require for us to prescribe and use these medicines. Mm-hmm. All
and
right.
It's not in the, and the education is not to say you need to come off of your PPI immediately because there's all these side effects. The
right.
education is be aware of what's being found and there is another alternative. So you don't just stop what you're doing and not do anything else.
Right.
You have to go and do that other thing and learn about how your body works. And like what you're saying, if you have a disease state that requires you to be on these medicines, it's even more important to look at other options as well as being on these medicines, because you have to understand what those medicines are doing
right.
to the body.
So Barrett's esophagus is an example of a process in the esophagus that requires that a patient should be on some form of acid reflux medicine, because Barrett's is basically a change that occurs in the lining of the esophagus caused by acid reflux, usually over the course of years, and it is considered a precancerous condition. And so typically, we like to put patients who have Barrett's.
Not we like to. It's standard of care.
Right, right.
To keep patients on a PPI.
Right. Exactly. And so that would be a situation where if anyone ever asked me about whether they should be on the PPI or not, I always tell them, yes, you need to be on it. And, you know, there are other situations. For example, if we find an ulcer or if we find erosions or, you know, or a significant amount of inflammation in the esophagus or the stomach or even in the small intestine, we always will put patients on the PPI to try to heal that up. Now, it doesn't mean that we necessarily need to keep them on it forever, but we usually will use those medicines in those settings to help heal whatever is going on, the ulcer or whatever is happening at that present moment, okay? And ultimately, the goal is to cut down the dose or even get them off of that medicine. Mm-hmm. So I just want to emphasize that any information that we are putting out into the public, you know, whether it's by our podcasts or our emails, our newsletters, is simply to educate you so that you're aware of different, you know, information on some of these medicines, okay?
Well, and so that you understand the alternatives and that you understand if you do need to be on a PPI long-term because you have Barrett's esophagus, then you absolutely must consider being on digestive enzymes while you're taking the PPI, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all these things because of what the PPI does. If you can take enzymes along with the PPI, that's just going to help avoid the risks in the future, right? So it's that part of that education is you've got to do that other thing. You can't just stop taking medicine if you have acid reflux.
Right.
You know, there's a reason why you've been put on the medicine to begin with. It's because you're not digesting your food. Just because there's risks now with the medicine doesn't mean, oh, I should stop taking the medicine, because the acid refluxing into your esophagus is worse than the risks of taking that medicine, right? Mm-hmm. But if you can do the alternative, if you don't have Barrett's or something like that, and you can do the alternative, like take enzymes and that works and you don't need to be on the PPI, great, right? That's what we want to teach.
But I don't want to confuse anyone, okay? Because we don't use the digestive enzymes to treat an ulcer.
Right.
Okay, so again.
Or Barrett's esophagus.
Or to treat Barrett's esophagus.
Right.
All right, so I just want to make that very clear. That if I have a patient start a PPI, Prilosec or Nexium or one of these medicines, it's usually because I feel that there is something that needs to be treated with that. All right. Either they've got a lot of inflammation in their esophagus, stomach, and their small intestine, or they have erosions or ulcers, or they have Barrett's esophagus. And so I just want to be really, really clear, crystal clear on that. Okay. Now, are there concerns with these medicines? Yes, there are. Okay. And we have put out a lot of information about that. A lot. We've done a lot of newsletters. We've talked about it on our podcast. But the purpose of it is to educate, and it's not us telling you, get off of those medicines. Mm-hmm. Okay? Listen, if you're a patient of ours and we have you on that, you need to talk with us mm-hmm. to decide, are you someone who can come off of it or not? Mm-hmm. If you're under the care of someone else, another gastroenterologist, or it's your primary who has you on that, you need to talk to them about it, okay? Because by now, it's pretty well known about the potential adverse side effects of taking these medicines on a long-term basis, okay? I mean, it's pretty common knowledge for the most part, specifically amongst healthcare providers. And so it's something that we felt we needed to put out there to make sure that you were aware of it, all right? But it's something that you need to talk to your doctor about.
Yeah, and do you want to talk about the NSAIDs?
Yes, well? Yeah, let's talk about the NSAIDs, because I had over this week, I've had probably, maybe four or five patients who I've talked to about the NSAIDs. And before I do a procedure, I always find out if anyone's been, you know, whoever the patient that I'm getting ready to do a procedure on, have you been on any aspirin or any NSAIDs, you know, because of the risk of bleeding. But it's interesting because there's been a few people this past week where I've talked to them about it and they're like, yeah, I take it. And, you know, I need to go back on it as soon as, you know, I stopped it before the procedure, but I need to get back on it. And I start questioning, well, why are you taking it? And I explained to them about some of the things that these NSAIDs can cause. Specifically, as a gastroenterologist, I mean, gastroenterologists are not fond of these anti-inflammatory medicines, of the NSAIDs, because...
Can you explain what the NSAIDs are in case people don't know?
The NSAIDs include medicines like Motrin, ibuprofen, Advil, Aleve, naproxen.
Which a lot of people are popping like candy these days.
Yes.
Yes.
They are. And people don't realize that these can affect so many different parts of your body, okay? They can cause ulcerations anywhere in your intestine. I mean, most commonly we will see ulcers in the stomach, okay? But you can find them anywhere. And, you know, the esophagus, the small intestine, even in the small bowel and in the, which is a small intestine, and the colon, you know, they can affect the kidneys, all right? They can affect the liver. They can affect the heart, all right? There have been plenty of reports of potential issues with the heart. So these are not benign medicines, and they're accessible to everyone. I mean, you can just walk into any store and buy a bottle of Motrin or ibuprofen or Advil. I mean, you can find them at a gas station, you know, and I just want to emphasize again that these are not benign medicines. These medicines can have very serious side effects, right? I have seen patients who have come in with severely elevated liver enzymes, the liver test, all right? And in the end, I mean, we do this full workup, and in the end, it turns out it was an NSAID, an anti-inflammatory medicine that person was taking, okay? I have plenty of patients with kidney problems who have been advised by their kidney doctor to never take an NSAID again, to completely avoid them, because they can affect the kidneys. So these medicines, though they have great effects as far as calming down inflammation, and they're very commonly used, you know, for arthritis and all sorts of aches and pains, you have to keep in mind that there are also some very serious potential adverse effects from taking those medicines.
Well, and it just, you know, we've got to get to the root cause of where the aches and pains are coming from. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? I mean, we're in this society of, I'm just going to eat and drink whatever I want and do whatever I want, and I'll just take a pill, mm-hmm. right? I'll just keep taking Motrin, you know, and it'll make the pain go away. It'll make my headache go away. It'll make my backache go away. It'll make my neck ache go away. The bottom line is you're having aches and pains for a reason.
Right.
The body's toxic, okay? So if you stop popping the pills and you start getting to the root cause of why you're having the aches and pains and the inflammation, the stuff will go away without the medicine, and you won't need to worry about, you know, because some people are like, oh, I can't live without my Motrin, you know. Well, there's a reason you can't live without Motrin is because your body is sick, and you've got to get off the pills and clean up the body in order so that it doesn't need the pills. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So get to the root cause of the problem. If you're struggling, you don't know what foods to eat, please contact us. That's why we have our free 20-minute consult on our website. If you want to get rid of aches and pains, you want to figure out a way to live your life without Motrin every day and night, call us. We can help you.
Yes.
Email us. Please let us help you figure out how to clean up your body.
Yes, please, please. I mean, we're here to help. And, you know, an example of what Tina's talking about, today I had a patient who, she was one of the patients that I was talking to about the NSAIDs, because her husband was telling me, oh, she takes ibuprofen all the time. And you know, and she said, yeah, I just take it for my body aches. And, you know, I just get pains here and there. And so I take it. So, you know, I was trying to educate her on the NSAIDs, but then she started talking about her body aches you know, she pretty much in the same breath also said, but I don't eat well. I eat a lot of junk food. She goes, and I know that I need to change that, you know. And so I was in the middle. I had to move on to start another case. And so I didn't have a lot of time. But I told her, I said, you know, you're absolutely right. When you start cleaning up your diet, you're going to start feeling better. At the beginning, you're not. Because as you start to clean up your body, you start to detox, you're probably gonna have some withdrawal type symptoms.
Well, it's what we call a healing crisis.
That's right, the healing
crisis. You actually get sicker before you get
better.
That's
right, yeah. That's right. But once you have detoxed and you've cleaned up, you know, done that spring cleaning and cleaned up your body, then is when you start feeling great. Then the sun comes out and you start feeling great, and these aches that you've had, wherever they are, start disappearing, and then you don't have to take the ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, the way the body works.
That's right. And what is it? What is it that we were saying the other day? If you feed your body If you feed it right and you feed it good, wholesome food, it has no choice.
But to get well.
But to get well.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Yeah. And on that note. It's our new key.
That's right.
Key phrase.
That's right. All right. On that note, we're going to go ahead and bring this to a close. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.